8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I've been talking about weather-tight systems for a couple of weeks now, and you folks have responded. You know, it's been very, very nice, but you wait. We're going to get the old winter before long, and you'll be taking care of roofing and siding and windows, and you've got to look into it and look into it now, and I'm talking especially about gutters. Yes, and right now, weather-tight systems, you can receive $500 off a complete gutter helmet and helmet heat system for your home, okay? You won't have to worry at all. The new gutter system is incredible. They'll install it. No more ice dams, no more worries. And right now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. For a low $49 a month, you can get this system installed, and you'll never have to clean your gutters again. That's right. So all you have to do is give Weather Tight Systems, that's Weather T-I-T-E Systems.com, a call, and they'll set you up. And I'm telling you, this is the time to do it. Before we worry about snow flying or anything else, get those gutters installed, and you'll be very, very glad that you did. Well, butterflies, look at, we've got two beautiful women in this studio, and look at the butterfly, I don't want to say uniforms, but beautiful dresses that they've got on.
Very nice pullovers, Brad, and we are so honored to have in our studios, in our Touchpoint Rehab interview chairs, Barbara Amontano and her daughter, Nancy Capitacasa, and they are and have been for many years raised butterflies. And we say good morning to you both. And get right into that microphone.
Right into
good
the
morning.
Microphone.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good
morning.
Get in
there. What an honor.
Now, this is, I'm sitting next to Barbara Amontano, and you are really the butterfly lady, aren't you?
I thought I was. I said I've been raising them for about 8 years. When I moved to Manchester, this friend of mine was raising butterflies. And, you know, when I was young, I lived in the east side of Hartford, and I thought grass only grew in the park. So when I saw that, you know, you could do things with these little creatures, I was enthralled. So I took it up on my own, and I never did the research that my daughter has now done. She learned to do it this year, and she's put me to shame. She raises them from little eggs. I used to find the caterpillar when he was already ready to go into his cocoon.
Look at that.
And then when he came to life, I would let him go, and I would release him for somebody. They never knew, but it would be a friend or somebody who was sick or a relative. But I just had such a nice little hobby. And then she gets into the picture and took over.
And so you start raising now, Nancy. You start with the eggs.
Well, what I did was, first of all, I'm very impressed with my mom for raising these butterflies from caterpillars. So I went on the computer this summer because I retired and I had some time. And I noticed that they have these little tiny, tiny eggs. They're probably the size of a common pin or smaller. And they're a clear little white bubble. And the caterpillars drop their eggs on parsley. These are called the swallowtails. So they, in my case, I had a butterfly bush in the front of my house, and they would eat on the butterfly bush, and then they would go and lay their eggs. This was according to the internet, wonderful internet, and drop these little eggs. So I took the eggs off the leaf with the egg. I would put it in the house, and for 3 days, I would watch it, and it would turn black. After 3 days, a little ant size would come out, and he would eat his egg. And then he would stay there for probably about a week. And it said, do nothing at all. They probably won't move. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing them move. You see their little droppings. They start to get bigger. And what happens is about maybe a week and a half later, they shed their first skin, and then they turn a little orange. And then they continue to get bigger from there, and it is the most amazing thing to see.
I'm looking. Look at Dan. Look
it
at this picture. Look
gorgeous.
Look at this picture. Is that a gorgeous
it's
butterfly?
Beautiful.
Look at the colors.
Beautiful.
Ah.
My goodness.
Boy, that is, and this is from a little egg.
That is from a little egg, and it takes the whole process takes about 3 weeks. This green caterpillar is about 2.5 inches long. That's when he is ready to now move on into his cocoon. So what he does is he...
How do you know when they're ready to move into the cocoon?
Of the size and the color. They go from black to orange to black and orange. Then they start turning green and black, and that is the final stage. They're about 2.5.
Do they weave their own cocoon?
Oh, yes. Oh,
oh
yes.
Gosh.
In fact, I put it as a woman in labor.
Well,
no, really. If
Are you serious?
Well, I had four kids, believe me. So, what it does is it gets off of the parsley and it starts to move around looking for a place to cocoon. And sometimes it takes 2 days. And my mother called me after this last one just came out and said, I don't know this poor thing. I says, Mom, it's in labor. It's in pain. Leave him alone. He's going to find his way.
Leave him alone.
Would you believe this? I can't believe it.
And then they go into their cocoon, and about a week or so, 2 weeks later, they come out into this gorgeous butterfly.
Oh.
Now, we have 7 of them right now in their cocoons. They are going to winter over, and they will stay in those cocoons until spring.
What she means by winter over is the fact that it's late in the season. See, I raise some early in this late spring, and I let them go already. And then I had a few in the summer. But she keeps bringing them over to me, and they're not ready to, you know, they're just in the growth stage so that they will make their cocoon, and then I'll put them down in the basement. But the cocoon that, did they see the, they couldn't see the, that's what the cocoon looks like for the...
It looks like about 1.5 inches of a piece of wood. It's
and they all winter?
All winter they stay. And that's how small it is. And this huge butterfly
comes
out of this little piece of wood.
It's amazing.
Would you believe this, Dan?
I can't believe it. Now, Barbara, you said when we talked the other day, this is an important time of the year in the process. Is that right?
Well, it is, but it's a little late right now. But fortunately, we're going to have a couple of warm days by the end of the week. If we do, I know there's several that want to come out, but they're lazy.
But
they're cold.
No, they will not come out, and I'll tell you why.
Oh,
there
excuse
is,
me.
Got
well,
an argument going
no,
here.
I read 54 pages online. I studied this all summer because she had just made me do this. So I don't think they're going to come out, and I'll tell you why. Because there's nothing for them to eat. There's nowhere for them to go. And I think they know this.
Wow.
They usually come out, and they need flowers and things to start eating and become on their way.
I just want to say there's a great interest in butterflies all around us. I mean, I never realized how many people were interested in it. And we have a garden at the senior center, and the only way I got my butterflies in the past few years was to go through the garden and pick them off the parsley. And they were half grown. Didn't take very long for them to cocoon and then to fly away. But I don't have flowers in my backyard or anything. And this year, when I went down to the garden, the ladybugs were eating all the eggs of the...
Yes, that's right. Ladybugs, spiders. If you don't get the eggs right away, the other small bugs will eat them.
Now, let me ask you, how long...
This
is a picture that I'm looking at, gorgeous butterfly. How long does a butterfly last?
Well, I have to research that all winter. Some people say it only lasts 10 days. Other people say it can travel for thousands of miles. They all say that in the winter they all fly to Mexico. My mother has said that she sees in Mexico, right?
Yeah,
now.
They fly?
Yes, yeah, but wait a minute. They go from Canada to Mexico. You go to Mexico, and there's a tree full of butterflies. You can't even see a leaf. There's
no
so many butterflies.
No wall stops them when they go into Mexico.
Well, let me tell you, that's what you think. But you know what it takes?
What?
It takes 4 generations to get there.
Wow.
Four generations.
Yes. They leave from Canada. They get just so far. Their life is over. Oh. They planted the seeds for the next group. And when I heard that, I was amazed because I had originally heard that they go from... they're to Canada.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to come out of our cocoon and get a traffic update.
18 minutes. Boy, I want to tell you, this is something. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. And right now, let's check that traffic. And Janelle, you should be here and see these butterflies.
It sounds great. How interesting. Wow. Anyway, enjoy. Well, on the roadways, we have some slow going on 91 in Rocky Hill southbound. The good news is we had a crash at exit 24 cleared away. Two-car accident picked up and moved out of the way, but the damage has been done. Still very heavy in 84 westbound, exit 57 out to 51. That is stop and go in East Hartford in Route 2. That is a bit slow. Westbound exit 4 down to exit 2 in East Hartford, and we have some slow-moving traffic as well as you make your way on 84 eastbound. Between exits 31 out to 33. This report brought to you by Unbound.org. We all got to where we are through hard work and a little help. Open a world of opportunity for a child or elder dreaming of a better tomorrow at Unbound.org. I'm Janelle Prisman, back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Did you know that prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than cocaine and heroin combined? Talk with your kids about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. Weekdays at 12 noon on the Talk of Connecticut, it's the Drew Mortgage Show. If you have questions or concerns about your current mortgage or you're looking to refinance your home, call Douglas Rowan of Drew Mortgage. That's the Drew Mortgage Show. Weekdays at noon on the Talk of Connecticut.
Here's your On This Date update for October 6th. On this date in 1961, President Kennedy went on the air to urge Americans to build bomb shelters to protect them against atomic fallout in the event of nuclear war with the Soviet Union. Thousands followed his advice. The Yom Kippur War began today in 1973 as Egypt and Syria attacked Israel on the holiest day of the Jewish year. In 1981, Egypt's President Anwar Sadat was assassinated. Sadat had won the Nobel Peace Prize for making peace with and visiting Israel, from the Middle East to the movies. The Jazz Singer, the first major talking movie, premiered today in 1927. It starred Al Jolson. On this date in 1962, we heard this for the first time.
Bond. James Bond.
That's Dr. No, the first Bond movie premiered in London starring Sean Connery. I'm Mitch Davis, and that's your On This Date update.
Well, it's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're having so much fun with these butterflies. It's unbelievable. I was just thinking, I wonder if the folks that sell my pillows could work the butterflies into... What are you laughing at, huh? You hear me talking about my pillow, don't you?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I've been wanting one of those pillows for a while.
I need one, too.
Let me tell you, they're the best. They really are the best.
They're unbelievable. You have no idea. No idea.
Really?
Yeah, honest to God.
I'm sold.
And you save 50%, too.
Yeah, sometimes they give you two. Mother, I'll give you a pillow if I get one.
Okay, we got two MyPillow premium pillows. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get 50% off and two go anywhere pillows, all right? And it's incredible. Dan's got one. I have three, three of them. And after three nights, you will think you're in a different world.
Honest to God.
In some cases, you got to. I adjusted right away. In some cases, I'm told by people, you got to give it two
took
or three
me,
nights.
Took me three nights, thing, but nothing like it. And we got 50% off. 50%.
Wow.
You know, you're Italian.
Wow.
You like to save money. I know all Italians
yes,
do.
Yes, we do. Try to make all my food from scratch.
He was married to an Italian. He knows.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, and all you have to do is call 1-800-659-1135. That's all. 1-800-659-1135. Or you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC. Unbelievable pillows.
Wow.
You'll be well rested to raise your butterflies.
I need to do that with all the research I'm doing, yes.
When did you get, when did you all get interested in
Barbara,
this?
Let's start with you because you're the one who started.
Absolutely. As I said, I grew up in the city. I never knew anything about bugs or anything to do with the country. So when the friend of mine showed me how, I immediately picked it up. She moved to California, and I just took it over. Now, I'm probably the smallest butterfly catcher in the world because everywhere you go, you hear about butterflies. Joan Kelsey, the chairwoman of the Children's Butterfly Garden in Northwest Park, has these little children come in every year, and they plant the flowers for the butterflies. And she is so dedicated to it. And she's a woman that's not very well. Her health isn't good. But she is so enthusiastic about it. She got me more enthusiastic than I was. I've been asked by the Bolton Senior Center to come and do a presentation. Different people now are calling me. And I just feel so humbled because I don't know as much as there is to know. But you couldn't know that in a million years. I'm satisfied with just what I've done. I've loved it. I've had these little pets, and I feel very fortunate.
You call them pets.
They're my pets, yes.
And Nancy, you seem to be really into this.
Yes.
As far as, I mean, I cannot believe.
Yeah.
I never knew this before, and you didn't either, Dan.
I didn't either. I didn't realize this is a big deal, right?
Right. No, most people don't know about it. You can order caterpillars online, and you can raise them, but they don't send the eggs. They only send the baby butterfly, the baby caterpillars to grow into a butterfly. So when I went online and learned about it actually comes from an egg, I thought I would try it. So I took... Being Italian, I have all my parsley in the backyard, and I dragged one of my big pots into the front right next to the butterfly bush. So as soon as they ate the butterfly bush, they could smell maybe where the parsley was, and it worked. I had 8 eggs in 1 week.
Wow.
That was the first time.
Yeah. And how many butterflies out of those eggs?
One. There's just one.
No twins.
And I have to say, you need a magnifying glass to find them. You need a magnifying glass to see them hatch. You need a magnifying glass to see them eat the egg. You cannot really see them on that parsley plant.
Does it have to be a parsley plant?
For the swallowtails, yes. If you're going to raise monarchs, then it's milkweed.
Milkweed,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they have certain kinds
of plants. So they have their own appetite.
Yeah.
What if you see a caterpillar on the ground? Can you pick up the process if you were just to pick the caterpillar up off the ground?
You better do it because you're going to save them. If he's on the ground, he's not eating anything, so just get him some parsley or any green leaf if you don't know what type of butterfly it is, because every butterfly has a different food, and there's thousands of butterflies.
Or moths. Like right now, if you happen to see something on the ground, it might be orange with a black in the middle, and those are the moths. Those are the moths that we had all during this summer.
Right.
So those are the woolies that come out right now. But these little guys, you'll find them only on the parsley plants. Okay. You don't usually find them walking around.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the caterpillars we see on the ground are moths?
Mostly are moths,
they
yes.
All, most of them?
Most of those
I
are
don't
moths,
do
yes.
moths.
No,
she doesn't
no.
do moths.
Now, let me ask you this, which is fascinating. I never realized when you see a butterfly all this dance.
Yes.
Huh? Then you wonder if there's a god.
Oh, there's a God.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Life.
First thing
death.
I thought of after the...
Absolutely.
There it is, mm-hmm. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see the chrysalis that the monarchs went into. See how pretty they are, the green over there?
Yeah. Barbara,
the green over there.
She brought in a whole poster board. I'm going to take a picture of that poster board
okay.
and put it online.
But when they turn black, that's when they're ready to go out.
Okay.
But the chrysalis for these black swallowtails that we have, they look like a little coffin. They shrink. The caterpillar is about 2.5 inches. They shrink to about an inch. They turn a wooden color that is dry as could be. I watched Calvin the other day going
to his chrysalis. We named him.
Oh, she named him. No. I don't name him. But I watched him go in his chrysalis. It took him 2.5 days to shrink himself, to build that little coffin, get in there. Then when he comes out, woof, he's got wings like this.
Oh my! But they stay, it's like they hibernate for the winter,
for,
is that right?
For 2 weeks they'll come out, but these, mine won't come out now. I have to winter them over, as we told you before.
Is that a beautiful butterfly?
And she has wintered them over before, and I think it was last year she heard something flapping downstairs or heard some noise, and there it was. It came out at the end of March, early April.
The sun wasn't even out, but he was ready.
So when you say winter them over, what do you mean?
I put them down in the basement in a little
right
dark
where they are.
Spot.
Does it stall the process of them coming out of the cocoon when you winter them over?
No, because they're ready to come out. They've stayed there all winter because they were too late in the winter, in the summer season. They went into late fall, and they just don't. And I don't know what the reason is. You better research that, Nan. I will. That.
It's like a bear going, you know, for the winter, going to sleep. It's the same, I think. And they kind of know when it's time for them to. It's just amazing. It really is amazing.
But I have something more amazing than that, and I have to get this in before this program is over. Here is a rare butterfly.
Wow.
He is a he and a she.
A he. The one butterfly is a he and a she.
A he and a she.
A he and a she.
That was the most amazing thing.
One wing is a he and one wing is a she.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And somebody was going to pay $30,000 for it.
Really?
$30,000.
Yeah. Wow.
For a he and a she.
So there's your goal. Well, there's a he and a she.
I haven't got even close.
So you, how do you know which wing is a she and which is a he?
I wrote it down. There's the female with that color.
Oh,
and this
my
is the male.
God. $30,000.
Yeah, the female always has blue around the edge of the bottom. That's how you could tell it's a female.
And we're only doing one butterfly. Imagine if I did 50 or 100, I'd be, whew.
Are there any butterfly farms in Connecticut?
You know where there's where the old Front Street was? They have a big science museum there.
Yes, oh yeah.
They've brought in all these butterflies. They're having a big show there. I don't want to go there because you know what they do? They bring these butterflies in from all over the country. They farm them in. They don't belong in this environment, so I don't like that.
Oh, you want butterflies to stay in their own environment?
Exactly.
Okay.
You know something? I'll be thinking of this all weekend long.
Me too.
Well, if you need any information, just give us a buzz.
Oh, yes, you bet.
Hey, thank you.
Barbara,
thank you so much
Armentano,
for having us. This
Nancy
was so much fun.
Casso, this has just
been a
great.
Pleasure, a real pleasure. Thank you.
God bless America.
You bet.
Butterflies
are
here.
Thank you for having us.
Butterflies are free.
There you go.
8:30 in the morning.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Investigators are looking into the Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock renting rooms near other music festivals prior to the massacre on Sunday night. Thousands of people attended a vigil for one of the 58 people killed, police officer Charleston Hartfield. Las Vegas Police Protective Association President Steve Grammas says to the family,
I want to thank you for sharing your dad and your husband with us and allowing him to be part of our families. You should be extremely proud of him, and judging by this turnout, I can see our community was extremely proud of him as well.
Officer Hartfield was 34 with two kids. He was an Iraq War veteran with the Nevada Army National Guard. Hurricane Nate's expected to hit the Gulf Coast late Saturday, early Sunday, with watches in effect.
From Morgan City, Louisiana, eastward to the Mississippi-Alabama border, and that does include New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain.
Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center. The new numbers just out from the Labor Department. The economy lost 33,000 jobs last month. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is House Call for Health. It's official, hockey is back, and for some diehards, that could spell heart trouble if you're not careful. And no, we don't just mean suffering heartbreak if your beloved team loses. According to the Montreal Health Institute, watching your favorite team, either at the rink or on your TV, could do as much as double your heart rate, which could translate to intense emotional stress. There's even a chance that the stress could set off a cardiovascular event, triggering calls for a warning to fans with heart issues. The researchers presented their findings after monitoring heart rates of Montreal Canadian fans during games. They tried it again with a bunch of soccer fans who were ranked passionate based off a questionnaire, but found no correlation between the two. However, similar stats have been found in European fans. An accompanying editorial suggested any fans who experience potential cardiovascular symptoms should seek help. For more on the story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News.
There's no better feeling than helping a pet who needs some tender, loving care. This is NBC Connecticut's Heidi Voigt asking you to support the shelter pets at the Connecticut Humane Society, where second chances are given. Visit cthumane.org and see the faces of some of those who are up for adoption in Newington, Waterford, and Westport. These pets need you, and maybe you need them. Your love and generosity heals the wounds of our furry friends inside and out. Visit cthumane.org and save pets' lives.
Well, we do have some slow-moving traffic on 84 westbound exit 56 out to 51 in East Hartford. It is stop and go there. And the eastbound side, you're going to hit some slowdowns between exits 31 down to 33 and also 43 into 51. It's a bit slow as well. Now, much better on 91. We had some heavy-duty delays in Rocky Hill southbound to exit 24 because of an earlier crash. Those delays